It is review. It's Dan, Neil and Sean. It's a bit of a late one, so we're going to split it. We're going to do half of Wolves and half of looking forward to Galatasaray, which by term I'm sure you're all listening will be very much on the horizon. But we will start with Wolves, Neil. Let's just go through the sort of headlines from where we go at the very top. So again, there's no rotation at goalkeeper. You might think that's worth a mention. Gomez, Robertson, Curtis, all really smart. Maybe you can be surprised by six changes from Rob Edwards. But I think the thing I take from the very sort of top in the lineups and the game plans is it's an Engamoa start, but it's an Engamoa start with a Liverpool first team. You know, this isn't him getting a game, but also everything around him's changed. This is him being put into a very, very strong Liverpool lineup. And almost the management saying, okay, we believe you are a first team player and wait and go and play with the first team.
Yeah, that's entirely accurate as an assessment, the way in which he's treated him there. And I think that, you know, I think it's because that's what they wanted to see. They want to give him the opportunity of being that player and they want the rest of it to happen around him. And I think that that bodes really, really well for him. It's also good management of him. I'm intrigued by the extent to which... So my experience of this game was I did not watch it live. It's the first game that I've... Liverpool match that I've watched for the first time knowing the result, which is, you know, quite interesting. I found quite an interesting process, and also, therefore, some of the commentary around the game. And also, I was aware of, obviously, the result, and I was also aware of the similarity in stats across the two games, all of which I think, you know, we can sort of come on to. But one of the things that then happens is that I watched the TV package, and one would think... that the extent to which, and I can't quite work out whether or not it's because literally this is just the way former footballers speak, or whether or not it's because of literally you're on television and you're speaking to the nation. But there's a desire, there was an unbelievable desire to use this game as some sort of profound turning point in Liverpool's season, one way or another, for the manager in terms of selection and planning.